At least Lewis's classmates enjoyed Alphonse, who was still making weekly visits. "Wow, show and tell is more fun than recess," they yelled. But one day, Ms. Shelbert decided that Alphonse was not turning into an ordinary frog. She asked Lewis to stop bringing him to school. By the time summer vacation arrived, Alphonse had outgrown the bathtub. "We could buy the parking lot next door and build him a swimming pool," suggested Lewis. "Be sensible," declared Lewis's parents. "Swimming pools are expensive. We're sorry, Lewis, but this situation has become impossible. Tomorrow you will have to take your tadpole to the zoo."
"But I can't put my friend in a cage," cried Lewis.
That night, Lewis was very sad, until he remembered that the gym in the nearby high school had a swimming pool. Lewis hid Alphonse under a carpet and smuggled him inside.
"Nobody uses this place during the summer," whispered Lewis. "You'll be safe here."
After making sure that Alphonse felt at home, Lewis said goodbye.
"I'll be back tomorrow with a big pile of cheeseburgers," he promised.
Lewis came every afternoon to play with Alphonse. In the mornings, he earned the money for the cheeseburgers by delivering newspapers. The training continued as well. Lewis would say, "Alphonse, retrieve!" And Alphonse would succeed every time. As summer vacation passed, Lewis became more and more worried about what would happen to Alphonse when the high school kids returned. After his first day of classes, Lewis ran to the high school and found the gym bustling with activity. The swim team was heading for the pool.
"Stop!" cried Lewis.
"On your mark," bellowed the coach. "Get set."
"Excuse me, sir," said Lewis.
"Go!"
roared the coach. Alphonse rose to the surface to welcome the swimmers.
"It's a submarine from another planet," shrieked the coach. "Call the police! Call the Navy!"
"No, it's only a tadpole," said Lewis. "He's my pet."
The coach was upset and confused.
"You have until tomorrow," he cried, "to get that creature out of the pool."
Lewis telephoned his friend Ms. Seavers, the librarian, and asked for her help.
"I'll be right there," she said.